Welcome to Rams Up, a Los Angeles Rams podcast. We are a proud member of the Pigskin Podcast Network. We cover other SoCal sports news of interest, but we're mostly about your Los Angeles Rams. I'm your host, Mark. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody, to Rams Up, your LA Rams podcast. Hey, if you have missed it, we are dropping a short video every Wednesday or Thursday on our YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to that, or you might be missing out on some good content. Last week, we had a little segment on what four Rams to not write off quite yet. And we got another video dropping on Wednesday. And last week, I also captured that mistake I made in last week's podcast, trying to cover that NBA pet peeve of ours regarding when teams go into the bonus and when networks let you know they are going into the bonus. I mucked that up really bad, got the number of fouls required to get into the bonus wrong. Had it written down, just messed it up. That's all on me. But the main point is, tune into that YouTube channel for us and subscribe. We'd really appreciate it. What do we have this episode? We are going to compare the 1999 St. Louis Rams to the 2021 Los Angeles Rams, the two Rams teams that walked away with Super Bowl titles. I know some other sites have done that. I'm going to give you my spin on it, taking a little bit of a different tact in doing so. We also have our fearsome four questions I'm going to try to answer for you. Before we get into that, Rams mandatory minicamp in Thousand Oaks, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. That actually may have started by the time you hear this. And the Arizona Cardinals will be on HBO's Hard Knocks. Good for them. So we can pencil them in at 7-9 for sure. Well, maybe 7-10. And how about the Dodgers facing off with the Mets? Dodgers won the first two, but the Mets ended up earning the split. The Dodgers are going to be okay as long as they don't have to deal with the Pittsburgh Pirates in the playoffs. One win and five losses against the Pirates. Pirates won't be in the playoffs, so I say that in jest, but really strange the Dodgers struggle with the Pirates so much. And I also wanted to give a shout-out to some SoCal college teams. The UCLA softball defeated Florida 8-0 to advance to the Final Four, where they will play number one seed Oklahoma. UCLA baseball edged Florida State 2-1 to advance to the semifinals. They are playing Auburn in a little while, as I speak, in the regional final. They need to win that game Sunday night to earn a rematch with the Auburn Tigers on Monday. So they have to beat Auburn 2 in a row. University of San Diego facing off with Vanderbilt. They're trailing as we speak. Now that is the Catholic school, the University of San Diego Toreros, not to be confused with UC San Diego. Vanderbilt has quite a baseball tradition there, so that's a tough draw for the Toreros. And the UC Santa Barbara Gauchos facing off with Stanford, the number two seed right now, trailing by two last time I looked. So be nice to see UCLA pull off another win, beat Auburn, and maybe the Gauchos and Toreros can pull something off here and continue playing. So we'll be back in a minute with our fearsome four questions, followed by that comparison between the 1999 and 2021 Ram teams. And don't forget, Wednesday, a video on its way to our YouTube channel already. And then next week, we're going to have a really cool Dodgers segment crossing over to talk about the Dodgers a little bit. And we'll have some news from the mandatory minicamp as well, of course. Back in a minute. Are you ready for the NBA champs to be crowned? Join the finals action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN. Make any $5 bet during the NBA Finals and get $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code TPPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. You can also create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, total threes made, total rebounds, and boom, you have a shot at an even bigger payout. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Hey, how about we bring back our fearsome four questions? Fearsome four questions that I all have the answers to. Fearsome four question number one. How many touchdowns will Tutu Atwell score this year? Now, a lot of you are probably going, what the heck? Will Tutu Atwell even make the team? That's the question. If you listen to my YouTube channel drop last week, you know how I feel about Tutu Atwell. I think he's going to make the team, and I think he's going to contribute significantly. So the answer to my question, how many touchdowns will Tutu Atwell score? I'm going to go with three. Final answer. Fearsome four, question number two. Who is going to be the breakout star for the Rams in this 2022 season? Well, when we think of breakout stars, when we think of star players, typically we're thinking running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks, cornerbacks, edge rushers. But the guy I'm thinking of is an offensive lineman, and we don't think of offensive linemen as star players unless you're Orlando Pace, Trent Williams, someone like that. But I think Joseph Noteboom, by the end of this season, is going to establish himself as an extremely talented left tackle. A lot of Ram fans don't see this coming. I think Joseph Noteboom is a guy that's going to surprise a lot of people. Fearsome four, question number three. Who will win the AFC West? Take your pick, right? Four teams, Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders. Chargers getting a lot of love. I've seen them ranked as high as number two, which I think is a little high at this point. I love the Chargers. I love what they've done. I think they're going to be extremely competitive. I would not rank them as the number two team in the league right now, but I will pick them to win the AFC West. I think they will. I think they've done everything they need to do to turn that team around over the last couple of years. The new coach, bringing in some great defensive players, J.C. Jackson, Sebastian Joseph Day, Khalil Mack, strengthen that D. Offense is already very solid. They bring in the running back, Isaiah Spiller, the rookie who I really like. I think the Chargers are going to win the AFC West. Fearsome four, question number four. How many players on the current Ram roster will eventually be selected for the Hall of Fame? I'm going to go with five. Now, two of them, you might as well induct them right now, Aaron Donald and Bobby Wagner. Another one that I think deserves it right now, maybe not a first ballot guy, but Matthew Stafford, I think he deserves it. I think he will eventually make it into the Hall of Fame, especially if the Rams get to another Super Bowl or two under his leadership. Another two guys that I think will, although they haven't earned it yet, this is more of a prediction on my part, Jalen Ramsey and Cooper Kupp. I think they will both eventually get there. Not worthy right now, but two of the best players in the game right now, still young, a lot of opportunities ahead for them. They're going to be getting to the playoffs on a regular basis. Cooper Kupp, a couple more seasons like he had this year, should be enough. And Jalen Ramsey, the best cornerback of his generation, perhaps. So I think they'll both make it eventually. So Ramsey Kupp, again, some work cut out for them, but I'm predicting they are future Hall of Famers. So the answer to that question, five, Donald, Wagner, Matthew Stafford, Jalen Ramsey, and Cooper Kupp. So there you have it, my fearsome four questions, and my offer still stands. You want to submit four questions that I may or may not have the answer for, or if you have your fearsome four questions and you have the answers, send them in, and we'll get them shared. RamsUpPodcast@gmail.com. That's our Fearsome Four questions for this week. Over the last couple months, I have stumbled across several articles comparing the 1999 version of the Rams, the greatest show on turf that won the Super Bowl, and the 2021 version of the Rams, the Los Angeles version that also won the Super Bowl. Now, full disclosure, I did not read any of them, except for perhaps a couple of lines, lost interest. And I noticed most of them were doing it from a statistical approach, comparing how many points the 1999 Rams put up compared to the 2021 team, that type of thing. And using that approach, I think the 1999 team is going to get a better evaluation. I'm going to do this a slightly different way. I'm going to compare each roster group down the line, awarding points as we go. Which roster group on each team has the edge, and then we'll add up the points when we're done. Sort of what I did when I compared the all-time Rams roster with the all-time 49ers roster. So let's start with quarterback. It's tough already. Warner versus Stafford. I'm allowing 4 total points for this position. It's only one player, but an awfully important position. And I'm calling this dead even. I'm giving both of them 4 points. Warner, a shorter career, but very successful. Stafford, a much longer career, ultra-talented, and finally on the national stage, he strikes gold with the Rams. 4 points each, no edge. Personally, I'll take Stafford at his best over Warner, but can't take anything away from Kurt Warner. Love the guy. Let's leave it at that. 4-4. Running back position, 3 points total possible. This is a spot where the 1999 team has a clear edge. Marshall Faulk, he gets all 3 points. Akers and company, 1.5. Not much more to say about that. Don't think there's much argument either. Marshall Faulk, one of the best all-around running backs to ever play the game. Wide receiver. Well, what a group across the board between these two teams. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Oz Akeem, and Ricky Prohl. Cooper Kupp, OBJ, Van Jefferson, and Ben Skowronek. You know, as good as Kupp and OBJ are, it's hard to give them the full 5 points. I'm going to give them 4.5 in that 1999 version, the full 5. Can't argue with that. Slight edge for the 1999 team. Tight end, Roland Williams and Ernie Conwell. Look back at the stats, and Roland Williams was really the man that year at the tight end position. Tyler Higbee, the guy for the Rams. 2 points possible here. I'm giving both teams 1.5. Offensive line, another position group that's very difficult to assess. A lot of good players here. That 1999 unit, Hall of Famer Orlando Pace, along with Tom Newton, Mike Gutadaria, Adam Timmerman, and Fred Miller. Very good unit. Pace and Timmerman leading the charge. You know what? The Rams unit in 2021, pretty solid too. Andrew Whitworth, a future Hall of Famer. I don't think he's on the level of Orlando Pace, though. David Edwards, Brian Allen, Austin Corbett, and the underrated Rob Havenstein. I'm going to give the 1999 unit a slight edge here. 5 points possible, 4.5 awarded to the 1999 Rams, 4 to the 2021 Rams. So when we get through the offense there, 1999 version has a clear edge, 18 points to 15.5. Don't get caught up in the numbers here. I'll get you caught up at the end. Defensive line, difficult to assess as well, not so much because of the talent, because of the way these two teams played defense. I'm giving 6 potential points here. OK, Kevin Carter, DeMarco Farr, Ray Agnew, and Grant Wistrom. Pretty good group for that Ram team in 1999. I'm giving them 4.5 out of 6. In the Ram unit, I'm only accounting for 3 players, and if it was just considering these 3 players, I'd probably give them the full amount of points, but it's only a 3-man unit, so I'm going to ding them for that. Can't overweight this position group when there's so few players in the unit on the field at one time. I'm going to give them 5 points. We kind of make up for that in the linebacker position, where I will include Leonard Floyd and Von Miller. That 1999 unit, Mike Jones, we all know about him in the tackle, London Fletcher, those are the 2 main guys. This last year's version, Ernest Jones, Troy Reader, Leonard Floyd, and Von Miller. 5 possible points. I'm going to give the greatest show on turf 3 points for the linebacker position. I think they were good, but nothing special. And that 2021 version, mainly because of Floyd and Miller being included in this group, I'm going to give them 4 out of 5. Cornerbacks, 4 possible points. Todd Light and Dexter McLeon, 2 pretty solid corners in 99. In 2021, the Rams had Jalen Ramsey and Darius Williams. Williams kind of slipped a little bit, in my opinion. Given the 99 Rams 3.5 out of 4 points, I'm going to give last year's version the full 4 points, primarily because of Jalen Ramsey and Darius Williams. No slouch, that's for sure. Safety, 3 points possible. You know, the greatest show on turf, the safeties were pretty darn good, actually, Billy Jenkins and Keith Lyle. Billy Jenkins led the team in tackles that year, had more than London Fletcher, and then was promptly traded to the Broncos for 2 draft picks after the season. Don't remember that? Seems kind of odd right now, though. And assessing the Rams safety group, well, it depends on which group you're talking about. Jordan Fuller, Taylor Rapp, Jordan Fuller, Eric Weddle, Nick Scott, Eric Weddle. But I'm going to give the 99 version 2 out of 3 points, and last year's version 2.5 points. So when we sum up the numbers on defense, the 99 version had the edge on offense by 2.5 points. The defense for the 2021 version gets it back. 2.5 point edge there, so we're dead even. Moving on to special teams. 99, Jeff Wilkins and Rick Tootin. 2021, Johnny Hecker and Matt Gay. You know, if this was Johnny Hecker of 5 years ago, the Rams would get 2 out of 2 points, but he wasn't. I'm giving them just 1.5 points. Jeff Wilkins was really solid, one of the better kickers in the league. 99 Rams, 1.5 out of 2 points. So we're all tied up going into the last category, coaching. Dick Vermeil, and you got to include Mike Martz, and Sean McVay. I'm giving the 2021 Rams 3 out of 3. McVay, one of the best minds in the history of football already, in my opinion. A great motivator, a great leader. He's built a fantastic culture. Vermeil, love the guy, leaned on Mike Martz a lot. I don't know if Dick Vermeil was necessarily a great football mind. I think he was a great leader. Everybody loved him. Very emotional. And Mike Martz, a great offensive mind. But I don't think they measure up to Sean McVay, in my opinion. So I am giving the 2021 version a slight edge there. 3 out of 3 points for McVay. 2.5 out of 3 for Vermeil plus Martz. And there you have it. The 2021 Rams, slightly better. When you look at the rosters, I'm calling it dead even. I give the Rams coaching in 2021 a slight edge over the greatest show on turf coaching. Another interesting facet to this is I took a look at the top 10 players of each team in 1999. Top 5, Falk, Bruce, Pace, Warner, Holt. I don't think you have any argument with that. All offensive players. Next up, I'm calling out Kevin Carter, London Fletcher, and Todd Light. Adam Timmerman, maybe the 9th best. And the 10th, you can consider guys like Grant Wistrom, Ray Agnew, DeMarco Farr. Mostly defenses you get down to that group. So that 1999 version, as we all know, was really loaded on offense. The defense was good, but really fed off that offense. that Ram team, the greatest show on turf, would just march up the field, put 35 points up in the blink of an eye, and that defense would just feed off of that as other teams tried to push it up the field and get back in the game. Now, the 2021 version is a little bit different. Top 10 players on that team, in my order, Aaron Donald, defense, Cooper Kupp, offense, Jalen Ramsey, defense, Matthew Stafford, offense, OBJ, offense, Von Miller, defense, Andrew Whitworth, offense, Havenstein, offense, Robinson, A'shaun Robinson, defense, and then a mixture of guys competing for the number 10 spot, Greg Gaines, Brian Allen, Jordan Fuller, Darius Williams, take your pick, Ernest Jones, perhaps. Now, we can argue about the particular order I put it in, but the main point here is this 2021 version was much more balanced, very good offense, damn respectable defense. If these two teams went head-to-head, I don't think the greatest show on turf is going to march up and down the field and put 35 up. This 2021 defense would make them earn every yard, would make them put together long drives, would take away the deep passes, the vertical game. And that would create some problems for the 1999 version, I think. Obviously, they're going to put up their points. I think the 2021 defense is what separates these two teams. The 99 version, pretty good defense. How good would they have been with a mediocre offense, though? This 2021 version, two of the best players in the league on defense there, if you include Von Miller, make that three. Can't say that about the 1999 St. Louis Rams. So there you have it. I'm taking the 2021 version over the 99 version. And don't get me wrong, I love a lot of guys on this 1999 team. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, two of my favorite players ever. Love those guys. Orlando Pace, perhaps the best left tackle ever in the game. But when you get to the defense and you start talking about the defenses, the pendulum swings to the 2021 Rams. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach out to us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. You can visit our website at laramsup.com. And please don't forget, subscribe and give us that 5-star rating. We really appreciate it. And don't forget, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.
Music courtesy of bensound.com and the YouTube royalty-free music audio library, Crimson Fly by Humma Humma.